From Tidbits on October 25th, 2010, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Our review copy of iPhoto 11 hasn't yet arrived, but we felt it was important to warn about a potential bug in the program that could erase photos. Make backups! Also, if you haven't yet had your fill of analysis of the Apple announcement, listen in to Apple's interview on the Tech Night Owl Live podcast. And finally, want to turn a Mac into a Mac-O-Lantern for Halloween? Read on. Back up before installing iPhoto 11. Our friend Liz Castro reports that when the new iPhoto 11, which hasn't arrived here yet, attempted to upgrade her iPhoto library, it failed in such a way as to delete 230 gigabytes of photos. Others are seeing the problem too, so you should either avoid installing iPhoto 11 until there's a fix from Apple, or make sure you have multiple backups before installing. It's also probably best not to interrupt the upgrade process, no matter what. Convert an old Mac to a Mac-O-Lantern. As Halloween approaches, this 2007 post on the Bad Banana blog offers a do-it-yourself way to turn a classic Mac, perhaps even a Mac Classic, into a retro technology pumpkin. Bonus points for spooky screen displays and sounds if you can get software into the old Mac. Adam discusses Lion, Mac App Store, MacBook Air on Tech Night Owl Live. For more on Adam's thoughts regarding the Mac OS X Lion, the Mac App Store, and the new MacBook Air models, tune into the final segment of last week's Tech Night Owl Live podcast with Gene Steinberg. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and if you see anything you think is really cool and want to think we should consider for Extra Bits, send me email.